Andy's asked me to share, just to refocus a little bit, you know, what are we trying to achieve as a church, and what are we particularly trying to achieve this year? So, welcome, great to see you all. Gee, Archie's good, isn't he? He was one of my favourite lecturers at college. He was by far the nicest lecturer at college. he was just great, and he just cares so much about people, and you can kind of see that even from up here. And even then, you know, I was talking to him, and immediately he asked the question. I start sharing, like, very personally. Like, he's just so good at that. So I love him. I love the fact that he was able to come today and teach us. So there you go. It was a great reminder that that the work of ministry is to be done not by professional staff, but everyone, all of God's people, and that the character of the leader really matters a lot. So I'm going to pick up on a couple of those things. So what I want to do, I just want to remind you, what is our vision as a church? How are we achieving that vision? And then secondly, if we're to stand back and just think about, you know, where are we going this year? What's a real priority this year? I'm going to share a bit more about this tomorrow, but I want to share with you guys and then give you a chance to query it and to ask you questions about, you know, where are we going? What seems to be the priority which God's placing on my heart, Nate's heart, Meg's heart, Steph's heart, Becky's heart, Andy's heart? So that's what I want to share, and then we'll do some questions. So 30 minutes, here we go. So this is the vision of our church. This is our dream, that we'd see thousands of Christians gathered in our city, passionate in sharing their faith with others, that they'd be serving others with joy, not just serving dutifully, but they'd love to serve others and growing in knowledge and love of Jesus. That's our vision. Our mission is this. Our mission's to connect 1,000 people to life, love, and freedom found in Jesus. That's a sexier way of simply saying what Jesus tells us to do, which is what? To make and grow disciples of Jesus, to make disciples and then to grow them. So that's our mission, and we've kind of set this big, bold, God-enabled vision. We're not going to be able to do that unless we're praying and begging God to make this possible. So there's a stretch goal, 1,000 people, life, love, and freedom found in Jesus. That's just a sexy way of saying making and growing disciples, isn't it? I mean, what is a made and grown disciple of Jesus? It means that they're connected to Jesus and that they're finding in him life, love, freedom. So that's that. Disciple making is a process, though, isn't it? If you're connecting people to life, love, and freedom, then it's a process. It happens over time. In different ways. So we need to remind ourselves of this, that disciple making is a process. It involves both getting disciples or making disciples and growing disciples, right? So it involves calling people to repent and trust in Jesus and growing Christians to be like Christ. Now, what does that look like? Getting disciples, that is, calling them to repent, trust in Jesus. It involves contact, which is people need to be connected with other people who don't know Jesus. And that happens in both informal and formal ways. It happens in your workplace, but also happens as a church as we get into the Surry Hills Festival or we go knocking on doors with Made with Love, that kind of thing. So it happens in formal and informal ways. We gospel people in both individual and corporate ways. So Christianity Explored is a way we gospel. We help them understand who is Jesus, what does that mean. Church itself, the preaching is gospeling people. But then as individuals, you sitting down with someone and reading through a gospel with them. So we gospel people in individual and corporate ways. We convert people, that is, they make a conscious decision, which we also know is a miracle of God in their life, that their eyes are open, their hearts change, that they would turn from sin and trust in Jesus. And then they are established in the faith. They know what it is they believe, why they believe it. So that's the getting. And then the growing is they're established in church. That is, they gather with God's people on Sundays, but then they also gather with these people throughout the week. They're matured in the word and prayer at services, so community groups, church. We hear the Bible taught. That grows people. It matures people as we sit under the teaching of the Word and as we spend time in the Bible throughout the week. as we serve one another, so we recruit people and we train them for ministry, that is how a person is grown as a disciple. They start serving and then they go on mission, both personally, back, you know, in their workplaces, or corporately as they join the Christianity Explored team, the Mardi Gras team, the Made with Love team, whatever it is. Now, so that's a, making disciples is a process, isn't it? And so we're committed to working this process hard, and everything we do ought to fit somewhere on this process of making and growing disciples of Jesus. Now, the other thing that you'd be aware of is we're a purpose-driven church, and we have five different purposes. And I just want to show you how these purposes line up. Some of you hate the language of the five M's. You know, you think it's too corporate, and really, I don't care. I don't like the language either. But the reality it speaks to, if you're a Christian, you ought to care about it, that we ought to care about people being converted. That's mission. We ought to care about membership. That is that people are established in church life, being cared for, connected, that they're integrated, that people are growing in maturity, that they're... as they sit under the word of God, their life changes and they grow, that people are serving one another, that there's ministry taking place, and that, again, there's mission. So you can kind of see that our purposes line up kind of on this pathway, and then you have this really weird purpose, which is Nate's purpose, which is magnification. And that kind of, so not everything fits neatly on a pathway is what I'm trying to say there. But this is what we're doing, and this is how we structure our church. If you've heard of our purposes, that's what happens. And each of our staff take a purpose area. So Andy takes maturity, Becky's got ministry, Nate's got magnification, I've got mission and membership. So that's that. And then another way of conceptualizing this is that a healthy Christian, if we're trying to grow, make and grow disciples, this is what a healthy Christian looks like, isn't it? That, now, I grew up in a church which are really strong at digging deep. They weren't very strong in the other areas. And every church is good at one of these. And so some churches are great at looking up. They have great heart for God. They love singing His praise. They keep talking about Him. But they're not very deep. And as we started Vine Church, I'm like, we want a healthy church with healthy Christians who aren't kind of have a strong bicep but really weak back muscles. Does that make sense? Bad illustration. So church health, you know, you can have a really healthy respiratory system, a really healthy, I don't know, what are the other systems of the body, right? I don't know, cardiovascular system. But if you don't have health in every one of your systems, say you've got a really unhealthy neurological system, I don't know, you can be really strong in the other areas, but if you're not strong in that, it doesn't matter how strong you are in the others, you're not a healthy person. Similar as a Christian, a healthy Christian is one that's looking up, digging deep, reaching out, giving back, and doing that together as a member of Christ's body. Does that make sense? We work people along a pathway, and then each person, this is a picture of health that we're aiming at, that they'd love God, that they'd spend their life declaring His praise, that they'd be deep in His word, that they'd be giving back in ministry, that they'd be reaching out on mission, and that we'd be doing that together, as Archie reminded us. So that's our church vision, right? And I hope that's not new, unless you're a new leader, but that's what we're trying to do. Now, as we come to this year, at the leaders' rally last year, I raised this, and I've tried to simplify it for us today. I just want to remind you and then connect some of the dots that as the staff team went away middle of last year, we felt God place on our hearts these three kind of key focus areas for this year, and that is that we want to be equipping leaders. In other words, we're going to be recruiting, developing, deploying, and refreshing leaders so that they're leading well. We want performing teams, and that isn't just, so that's capitals because that's an acronym, which we're going to be trained in today. And then we want our members on board. We don't want them consuming, watching, but we want them on board and in this. So what does that look like? Archie reminded us that, you know, equipped leaders, their character is they're humble, patient, generous, they love one another, they bear with one another. And so you're a leader, your character matters. Convictions, we want them driven by the Word of God. We want them to look at church, to look at the world, to look at their life through the lens of the Bible. And so many people, they don't do theology, they do philology. Have you heard that before? That they look at their life, church, and the world through how they're feeling. And no, we need to interpret our feelings based on the lens of the Bible, right? So we're not driven by how we feel. You know, I don't like it that God in the Bible sometimes gets angry. Well, none of us, that is hard, but that shouldn't change any of our decisions. The Word of God shapes what we think and how we see the world, and we've got to try and reshape our feelings around that, right? So convicted leaders, and then competent leaders, that is leaders growing, learning, never staying put. So that's equipped leaders. And if we had equipped leaders this year, that is more leaders, healthy leaders, what would that look like? And we've tried to create some health metrics around this to try and work out by the end of the year, have we achieved this focus area? And so here's the two ones for leadership. One is we want to increase the number of our leaders to 30% of the church population. That's probably not specific enough. Church population is that, all the people. It's probably 30% of our membership, which is people in community groups. So how many people in community groups, Andy?
180.
So 30% of 180 is 60?
Yeah.
Okay, so, we're close to that, okay? So that this is roughly, so we're almost hit it. Fantastic, let's have a holiday. But then the other thing is we want 90%. So if we're equipping leaders, that is recruiting, developing, deploying, and refreshing them, what would that look like? We want 90% of leaders agreeing that they know what they're doing, they're making a difference for the kingdom, and they enjoy serving, right? So each one of those areas is very important. We want you to know what you're doing, and we think in the past we haven't done a good job of helping you know what you're doing. So this year, big focus is leadership training. We want you better developed, deployed, supported in leadership. And one of the things we're trying to do there is to document what does leadership in all of our areas look like. So we're trying to write role descriptions for every role so that it's clear that you know what's expected of you and you know actually how to do what you're being called to do. And so if that happened, you'd know what you're doing. You'd feel you're making a difference. That is, you'd feel a sense of accomplishment. And I think you don't serve joyfully unless you're actually accomplishing. Well, it's very hard to serve with joy unless you feel like you've made a difference. And we want you to end of the year to say, yeah, it's been hard, but I've made a difference. And so that's what we want. And then we want you to enjoy serving. We don't want it to be just something that happens in your life that you feel guilted into doing. No, we want you to be passionate about it. So joyful service is a big thing. And we're going to survey you at the end of the year to try and see, have we accomplished that? So that's the first thing. Second thing is, second focus this year is on teams. We want performing teams. And that's an acronym which Becky is going to train us in today. And here's what the acronym means. It means that each team has a purpose. It knows why they exist. You know, Simon Sinek, start with why. Everyone know what I'm talking about? No? Okay. YouTube that. One of the most popular TED Talks ever. And, he says that our lives are aimless, pointless. We don't get joy in life unless we know why we're doing what we're doing. And each team needs to know why they're doing what we're doing. And you need to be reminding your team of that regularly so that we're not just serving in aimless ways. We're just doing something because that's kind of what's expected of me. No, we're doing it for some kind of greater purpose, which is that people would be connected to the life, love, and freedom found in Jesus. Purpose. Equipped, going to ignore that one. Relational, that is, we want teams. We don't want just rosters of people. And I don't know whether we've done this training before, but I grew up in a church that was filled with rosters. So the El Vanto roster was the most important thing that you do. So long as you could get a name into a box, that was done. And when you're serving on a roster, what ends up happening is you do the minimum job required. You turn up because you kind of, you know, a job needs to be done. Usually you do it by yourself, usually you don't apply much creativity to that job. Why? Because you've been given the job, you're on a roster, you got to do it. And we don't want that. We want teams which teams take ownership of some, take responsibility for something, don't they? And you know the difference when you've been serving on a roster and when you've been serving in a team that has a purpose, right? A team that has a purpose, you feel like you are making a difference. You feel like you're part of a cadre of friends who, you know, have the shared mindset and want to achieve something. And you do, you're part of that team, not because you have to, but because you want to. And you apply creativity to what you're doing, because you're not just kind of ticking the box, yes, I'm rostered on, I've got to do this. No, but you take responsibility for the welcoming experience at church, and, you know, I tell you, this is what needs to be done, but you're thinking about other ways, because you're part of a team, you're like, guys, how can we improve this? And every member of that team starts thinking, how can we improve that? Not just the leader of that team who's saying, this is what we need you to do. And teams are relational. We do ministry together, not as solos. So relational fun. Fun's a big word for us this year. I think that's what this launch is called, Leading Fun High-Performing Teams. And we want people to be enjoying serving God. And I don't think... Not that we're not, but I don't think that's been a main priority. And I think this year we really just want to be having fun together as we serve God together. Organized, if it's not organized, it's frustrating and it's not fun. Review and motivated by God's word. Becky's going to go through some of those things as well. So we want teams really is a big focus this year. What would that look like if we were achieving this? 80% of teams achieving at least two of their three goals for the year. In other words, we want you to set three goals for your ministry this year, and we want to ask you, how did you go in achieving those three things this year? So if you're in a community group, sit down with your group and say, what do we want to achieve this year? Try and be specific, make it measurable, and then at the end of the year, have we actually achieved that? If you don't have goals, then you're kind of going aimlessly, right? And you don't have that moment where you're like, yes, we achieve that, right? So we want every team to have three goals, and we want you to hit two of those three goals this year. We want 75% of our members serving in a team, not just serving on a roster. Probably more than 75% of people are serving right now, but then not necessarily all of them in a team. And we want everyone in a team. And then thirdly, we want 80% of those serving agreeing that my team knows what it's doing. My team is making a difference, and my team has fun serving together. Right? So that's teams. And then very quickly, we want members on board. That is, we don't want them consuming, being entertained, or just watching from the grandstand. We want them engaged, fully engaged in what we're doing. And we want them to know how to get on board and involved. And so number of things we're doing this year to try and we're trying to break down the vision, which is, you know, this big grand 1,000 people connected to life, love, and some people have said to me in the last 6 months, they're like, Toby, you got to break that down into more discrete. You got to stop talking about that, and you got to start talking about actually what does that look like, how are we going to get there. So this year we're really working hard on that, and we've already started doing things like this 3-1-1 cards, which is that if we're going to reach 1,000 people, what is that going to take? It's going to take you praying for at least three people every week that they would come to know Jesus. So that's one thing. We're trying to give people on ramps to get on board. And sometimes, you know, people want to be on board, they want to be on the freeway, but they can't find the on-ramp. And so we're trying to, how do we get them on board? Here's one thing. This is the other thing which we showed you at the Leaders Launch last year, which is for every one of our M's, 12 steps for how people can take a step to growing in maturity, membership, mission, ministry, and the other one, magnification. Okay, so what we're trying to do there is we're just trying to give people on-ramps so that they'd be on board. 1,001 other things that we're trying to do, but we want members knowing what next step they can take in order to grow personally, and then what next step they can take to be on board and help the church achieve its vision as well. Okay, what would that look like? We kind of broken this down into three areas. Mission, we want 60% of our members to have brought someone new to church over the year who are non-Christians, de-churched, or not in a healthy church. In other words, we want you and our members to have a heart for people and to be thinking, this person's eternity matters. And if they're not a Christian or they're in a bad church, we're not being fed well, you got to be caring for that. And so we want that. I'm going to share more about this tomorrow, but mission, we're trying to do some things in the area of mission this year to really help us. So we're doing this Introducing Jesus series. We've given people the objections cards, and that is designed, we want the answers to that, which is we want to do a series in March answering people's objections, but it's as much a training experience as an information gathering experience. In other words, we want people talking about their faith, and that was just an easy way to do it, which is ask a friend a question. And I had to work up the courage to do that with one of my friends, and it was a training experience, people starting a conversation about Jesus, and it was also an information gathering. We're going to do the Mardi Gras series, big push there. And then the other thing we're doing, I'll let you know tomorrow, so you'll hear about that. Second thing here is we want our members to be growing, 80% reading the Bible and praying at least 4 times a week. That's how people grow as they sit under the Word. And then thirdly, kind of similar to the other ones, we want people serving joyfully. That is individuals saying, I'm not just my team knows what it's doing, my team's making a difference, my team... We want them, individuals, saying, no, I know what I'm doing. I know that I'm making a difference for the kingdom, and I am enjoying serving. So those three, we spent a lot of time on that as a staff team, and we thought those survey questions very important. We want you guys as leaders knowing what you're doing, teams knowing what they're doing, and individuals knowing what they're doing. That's it.
When are you doing the survey, Tony? So we know,
tomorrow. You've got 24 hours to improve this. No, at the end of the year. So we'll take stock at the end of the year based on how we've gone.
A little bit of time. Okay.
Can you go back to number two?
Yeah. So that's, it's actually, okay, I can send you this. I'll send you this, okay? Alrighty. So... Andy's asked me to share, do some vision. That's our vision. 1,000 people connected to Life, Love, and Freedom Foundation. How do we do that? Make and grow disciples. What does that look like on a pathway? What does a healthy Christian look like? Up, out, down, together. And then three focus this year, which is equip leaders, forming teams, and onboard members.